Welcome to Microsoft Virtual Academy, where we are talking with none other than MVP Adam Bertram about testing PowerShell with Pester. Now we're going to begin a module on applying some of the skills that we've learned from the basics of syntax with silly little examples, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Now we're going to actually apply this to something that looks more like real-world code. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do here, Adam?
Well, for this one, as you said, we are going to be focus on more of the application of Pester, not just Pester itself. This is the, you know, where the rubber meets the road sort of thing. So the first tool that we're going to talk about here is a typical tool to where we're going to sync a CSV file to Active Directory. And as part of that tool, we're going to create some unit tests. We've been doing some unit tests before. This is where we're going to really apply those unit tests to our tool. Next, we're going to do a lot of code refactoring because, as we talked about earlier, you can't actually test, you know, a bunch of spaghetti code and think you're going to succeed with it. So we need to refactor the code that we started with. Next, since we are going to be building a module on this, we're going to be converting a script into a bunch of functions inside of a module. So we're going to need to change things up a little bit and focus on just testing modules. A few things that you need to be aware of there. And then finally, as a part of that, we're going to be testing exceptions. So exceptions are whenever you throw an exception in a try-catch block, that sort of thing.
Or errors.
Yep, or errors, exactly. We need to test to make sure, did it throw the right error, did it not throw the right error, mm-hmm. That sort of thing.
And so this is going to be starting off on the first section here, just on unit tests specifically.
Correct, yep. Unit tests are, we're kind of going to be doing a sort of thing where the unit tests, we've kind of been already doing that, but here is where we're really going to focus a lot on the unit tests. We're really just going to go head deep into unit tests themselves. So the tool here is going to be a tool that, as I said, we're going to sync a CSV file, rows in a CSV file, users, into Active Directory. And as part of that tool, we're going to take it from a script, and then we're going to refactor that script into some functions, into some testable functions. And then once we do that, we're going to bring those all into a module, and we're going to show how you can apply Pester test to a module. And then, as you see there, we will be doing full testing along the way. So as we go through, you know, we're going to integrate testing into our development process.
And functions and modules aren't really Pester specific necessarily, but they're good coding practices. And if you're self-taught, if you're just getting started with PowerShell, you may not be accustomed to writing functions and modules. And matter of fact, actually here on Virtual Academy, we've got a great PowerShell jumpstart with Jeffrey Snover and Jason Helmick talking about how to do that tool making with PowerShell. So you can maybe go check out that video for some extra background if you want to go deeper there.
Yep, exactly. And if you already don't know the how to make PowerShell tools, highly recommend, you know, doing that one first before you dive headlong into Pester. All right, so let's jump into a demo here and let's see what we can do. All right, so first thing we have here, again, as we always do, starting out with some code to test. So here is the code that we are starting with here. I'm calling it sync-ad-user-needs-work. Again, these comments here, where you can reference those in the demo resources, which we'll show in a minute here. So this script goes out to a domain controller, and it goes through and reads a CSV file, syncs all those usernames to Active Directory. So to do that, I'm not going to explain everything that this script is doing, but suffice it to say, you know, we scroll down here, I don't see any functions, any custom functions at all. It's just one big line of, you know, I have them maybe separated out into read the CSV, begin processing rows. This is all just one big line, really, of PowerShell code that makes it happen. And really, there's no custom functions. You know, there's a lot going on in here. It's not succinct. We can't really figure out what's going on without, you know, really investing some time in figuring this out. So one thing we want to realize is it's 132 lines. So you're going to see a V2 version of this in a minute, to where it's going to be significantly less, and it's going to be a lot more succinct and a lot easier to read before we even write any tests at all. So we're improving the code as we go along.
Again, just coding best practices, correct, putting things into functions first.
Yep, exactly. So that's kind of the original code. And I put in here some of the comments. Again, I heavily comment everything. So this script is just going to go through, as I said, it's going to read the CSV, and it's going to do some error checking and things like that. Since you're probably going to bore you to tears, I don't want to show you all of that bad code that I wrote. We're not going to focus on that too much. But once we go through all that script, I'm then creating the refactoring of each of the different functions inside of there. So as you can see here, I have broken out each unit of code into different functions here. So I have a lot of testing. So, you know, as we go through, we want to get all the active employees from the CSV file. We're saying all the employees that are in the CSV file should be in Active Directory. So we do get active employee, get inactive employee. So like, for example, get active employee, that makes a whole lot more sense than looking at the piece of code that actually does get the active employee, which is all this. Like, we don't care if we have to do all this stuff and import CSV. We just want to get all the active employees. That's a really good reason to put that into a function. Mm-hmm. All right, so, and same thing with get active employee, username. These are all separate little tasks that we were doing in here that we took out, converted those into little functions, and then we can use these functions as building blocks and kind of build those together. So once we have all of that pulled out into functions, then we can refactor the script to make calls to all those functions. So we have all these functions in a module, all the core functionality in the module. We've offloaded all that stuff, and now we can refactor the script, which would then look something like this. Notice now the script is 51 lines long, significantly less, because we have abstracted away all that stuff that we don't care about, because now we're just doing get active employee. If no active employees, throw no employees found in the CSV file. And then we're looping through test AD user exists. That's a whole lot more descriptive than, you know, the get AD user command and all the stuff that we were doing mm-hmm. in the background. Same thing with test AD organization unit exist. And then finally new company AD user. So don't focus on this example itself. Just realize that you can see that you can grab each of these pieces of functionality and write these in functions. And you'll see now here in a minute to where this is significantly easier to test than if you start trying to test a big script at once.
Now, full disclosure, the other function file you just showed us was 200 lines plus another 50 lines here. Really, it's it's longer because you have to have the module, the function declarations,
every function,
all that. So it's going to be a little bit longer, but it's more reusable down the road because now if I need to do maybe three of these functions, I can reuse that exact same code later without rewriting it.
Yep, exactly. That's one of the big reasons that, and even if you can't reuse it, just be able to see this, and for testability, that's a key thing right there too. Yep, good point. All right, so we will grab each of these. This is what the new script looks like. So 51 lines, more significant, more easier to read. So once we go down through this, then we actually start building the test after we took the time to refactor the code. So again, as I do with everything, I have the test framework. And just as we were doing before, we create a describe block for each of the functions inside of the module. This is going to be the test for the module itself. So,
well, that's really nice. It looks really clean. It's just kind of an outline.
Yep, exactly. It is just an outline. I mean, there's nothing in here. There's no tests. It's just a bunch of describe blocks. And, you know, I figured out what does this function do. You just write tests for each of those functions. And then you maybe have to go back and add in context blocks and add in things like that. But this, if you just give the describe blocks and the it blocks some attention, you'll be able to easily see what you need to test.
Why don't we just look at the first one for an example just to see?
Okay. So if you look at the first example, the first one was get AD user default password. This is a task where, since we didn't want to put the password in clear text for all the new users that we would be creating, we stored it on the file system somewhere in an encrypted XML file. So this, if we go to this function over here, all this function does, it reads the XML file, an encrypted XML file on the file system, then creates that, grabs the default password and outputs the default password into a secure string, which we can then pass to the new AD user commandlet to make that happen. So this is what that function does. And this function is, there's a lot of things that happen here. You know, first of all, well, on the file path, I want to make sure, am I getting the right file path? Or am I, this one is pretty simple because we are just making sure that it's reading, maybe reading the right file that we expect. Is it outputting the right secure string? That sort of thing. So that's the same kind of principle that you would use as you go down through each of these functions, just figuring out, okay, what do I expect this thing to do? You know, what mm-hmm. that's, and what is it supposed to output, and mm-hmm. you know, that yeah. sort of thing.
Good.
All right. So that's kind of the test framework. We are going to be talking about a few different things in here we haven't talked about before. We need to kind of introduce those, give little demos in those. The first one is how to mock the modules. So we go into here, and then here, let's go through and talk about a few things. So whenever you're creating tests for modules, the first thing you have to do is make sure that no functions were just copied and pasted into the session. So we need to make sure the code on the file system, the adusersync.ps, we don't make sure that we're testing this code and not just some code that, you know, we copied and pasted in that, you know, we're not, okay, we did that hours ago, but I'm actually testing, you know, something else when I expect to test this code. So we want to remove all remnants of these, if there's other versions of these functions or something like that, for example. Okay. So once we do that with the remove functions here, here's where we do the other test. We import the cluster test module here. And the cluster test module, let me go back here and let me show you that. Where is that cluster test? There it is.
So Adam, thanks for that demo. So you showed us how to skeleton or framework our unit test with the describes and its. So we've got that all kind of mapped out. And then we learned the hard lesson that all those hours we spent on these scripts, it's going to take some more time then to really refactor those into good coding practices with functions and modules, uh-huh. which sets us up for the next segment. Now we're going to come back and look at how do you test modules and even exceptions that may occur in your code. So stay tuned. We're going to come back here with more on writing tests for PowerShell tools.